A severe gale hit Memphis on July the 22nd. Two people died immediately, and several more deaths were attributed to the storm. 12 days later, 47,000 residents are still without power, and Memphis Light, Gas, and Water is working to restore service. Dr. Alan Hughes lives in an old Memphis neighborhood. Two of his trees crashed through his home, and a third one fell onto his neighbor's house. He joined us by telephone. Dr. Hughes, thanks very much for joining us.
Happy to do so. Thank you.
Where were you when the storm hit?
I was actually at the hospital. A friend had asked me to see him earlier than we normally start office hours, and he and I were both in the hospital when the lights went out, and the only thing really lit were the little red exit lights.
Did you have to perform surgery while the power was
out? Well, I was in the middle of it when the lights went out, so I put one of my little flashlights in my teeth and finished up. It was nothing to it, but we thought it was fairly amusing. There was a huge rain going on outside, which is really all that we could tell in that huge concrete building. We had no idea of the severity of what was going on.
Now, Memphis, I'm sure, has experienced some terrific wallops before. What was different about this storm?
This was a gale force wind of just a straight line shot, and it paid no respect to geography or anything else. And when it came right through town, it just leveled many of the old trees that we've enjoyed here for years.
I understand your house was hit, and if you go to a slideshow that the Memphis Commercial Appeal has done on this, you see lots of houses absolutely cleanly divided by these big trees.
Yes, and the trees are so huge, and the force was so dramatic that these are just like sledgehammers. Their house is cleanly divided all around us. The back end of mine is gone. It's an amazing event. You can't describe it.
Now, has anybody put a price tag on what the recovery effort is going to cost?
Each price tag goes up so that in the paper, which is trying to keep track of this as best it can, there's no way to calculate what I, for instance, will be out, or my neighbor or anybody else. So the total price tag will be, you know, in the hundreds of millions of dollars, I expect. The cleanup for the city and all of the other things. So many people have so much damage that it'll be months getting this out of here.
So there are still tens of thousands of people without power. What's everybody doing to cope? How are you coping?
Well, we've got the music out here now. It's chainsaws and generators and diesel cranes and everything else. Everybody's just hunkering down, and those of us who can get a generator or, you know, have one little air conditioning in a room, and everybody sleeps in pallets, which is where I've been staying, and we're just trying to make do. Obviously, it's very hot weather, and then it rains, so there are a lot of people a lot less fortunate than we are.
In addition to the death and the immediate impact of the storm, there just must be a tremendous sense of loss as people come to grips with just the way that the city has changed and how much of its facade and greenery have changed.
I grew up in this neighborhood, and you know, it's always had huge trees, as most of the old neighborhoods have, and to look now and see nothing on the landscape is just, you know, it's hard to believe. It really is, and people are wandering around, you know, not so much in a state of shock, but just so overcome with a sensory overload of all you're seeing. You wander around from room to room, and you sort of forget what you're doing because you got so many jobs, and there's so many things still happening. We're still getting rain. It's just tough.
Well, we wish you good luck in what looks likely to be a long recovery.
We'll make it.
Dr. Alan Hughes is one of thousands of Memphis residents without power this weekend due to a severe gale. Dr. Hughes, thank you very much for talking with us.
Happy to do so. Thank you.